Thank you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gospel Music Training Center. This is JP, Jonathan Powell, also known as the Professor of Fatness. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be covering chords and progressions that relate to the song Over and Over Again. That's the name of the song, and it's done by Kim Burrell. And the cool thing about this song is that you're going to learn tons and tons of chords and voicings and different passing tones and different things like that. And these are all chords and stuff that you can use, you know, to help the service flow or just different things to add to your arsenal. We're going to be in the key of D major, and we're going to focus more so on the two-hand chord voicing side of things. This song has a whole lot of changes, and it's pretty much a solo song. This is not really a choir type song that you would play at church, but the purpose of this song is to teach you new chord voicings and different things like that. And we're also going to supply the back end track so you can practice with it, with the bass and the drums and everything. All right, so let's get started. We're going to be in the key of D major. Let's check out the scale and the number system. Keep in mind, D is like any other key. You know, you just have to get used to playing in it. Most gospel songs are more so in the flats, like D flat, E flat, A flat, B flat, F, C. But you know, D is no different from any of those keys. A lot of musicians are not familiar with the changes in those keys, so this is a good lesson to study. All right. So let's look at the scale in the number system. D is the 1. E is the 2. F sharp is the 3. G is the 4. A is the 5. B is the 6. C sharp is the 7th. And we're back at the D, the 1. So we're going to start off with the intro, and then we're going to go into the first verse. So the intro is this. And we're going from the 2, 3, 4 flat 5 to the 4 to the 3. So 2, 3, 4, flat 5, 4, 3. On the 2, we have E in the left hand and B, E, and G in the right. That's the 2. Then we're going to the 3. And I have F sharp in the left hand and A, D, and F sharp in the right. Now we're at the 4, and I have G in the left hand, and then G, B, and E in the right. Now we're on the flat 5, which is A flat. So we got A flat in the left hand, and F sharp, B, and E in the right. From here we go to the 4. I have G in the left hand, E, A, and C sharp in the right. From here we go to the 3. And I have F sharp in the left hand, and D, E, A, and D in the right. So far, okay, now from here we're going to go to the flat 6, which is B flat. And I have B flat and G in the left hand, and B flat, D flat, E, and G in the right. From here we're going to the 6. And I have a couple of pickup notes. I have B to C sharp. And then we play this B major chord. I have B and F sharp in the left hand, and B, D sharp, and F sharp in the right. So you use the pickup notes to take you to this chord. So far we have. Now we're going to this chord. I have E flat, and this is on the flat 2. So that's the bass note. And it's a passing tone that's going to take us back to the 2. Okay, so I have E flat and A in the left hand, and C, E flat, G flat, and A in the right. So. On the E flat bass. Now we're going to do the same 2, 3, 4 flat 5, but instead of going to the 4, we're going to go to the 5 and resolve on the 1. So actually, it's not going to the 1, it's going to the flat 7th. All right, so now we're going to change, instead of playing it like this. I don't know if I showed you that. When you go to the 4 with this chord, you can play A to B right before you play the chord. I just wanted to throw that in because I don't know if I explained that. So, all that was A to B, and you play that right before you play the chord on the 4. All right, so that's just another thing to throw in there. So, after we do. Now we're going to go back to the 2, 3, 4, 5. So you voice it like this. It's pretty much the same thing. I have E in the left hand and B, E, and G. Then we go, that's on the 2, which is the E bass. Then we go to the F sharp bass, which is the 3. So in my left hand, I have F sharp, in my right, A, D, and F sharp. Now we're going to the 4, which is G. So the G is in the bass, and in the left hand, I have G, B, and E. So at this point, the second time around, when you do this chord progression, when you come down lower right here, that's when the bass player comes in, okay? And I'll explain what I mean by that in a second. So I got G, B, and E, and that's over the G bass. Now we're going to the flat 5, which is 8 flat. And I have F sharp in my left hand and B and D in the right. And this is going to come up again. This is the intro, but it's going to come up again in the song. And I'm going to refer back to it as the 2, 3, 4. Flat 5 chord progression, okay? So, this is the flat 5 chord. F sharp, B, and D. So from here, instead of going to the 4, we're going to the 5, which is A. So the bass player will play A. And in the left hand, I have E, right hand, A and C sharp. After this, you would usually go to the 1, but we're going to the flat 7th. So the bass player will play C, which is the flat 7th, and you play D and E in your left hand, and G, B, and D in the right. You can add the A, but I like it more open sound. So to start off, you start off by yourself. And then the bass player comes in right here. So that's the intro. Now we're going into the verse. And the verse sounds like this. It's a weird chord up in there, but the bass is pretty much going from the C sharp to the D, which is the 7 to the 1. So 7, 1, and then 3, 4, and then flat 6, 6 to the 2. So let's cover that much. So the first tone we're going to do is this, the 7. We're going to go from the 7 to the 1. And all that is the same chord on the 7th. And then you take that same chord up a half step to the 1. So we have E flat in the left hand. F, A flat, B, C, and E flat in the right. Or you can call this sharps. You have D sharp in the left hand, F, G sharp, A sharp, C, D sharp. It all depends on how you're going to name the chord, whether you say it's a C sharp type chord or D flat type chord. It's all the same though, just depends on how you relate it. So you take this chord on the 7 up a half step to the D, which is the 1. So that's going from the 7 to the 1. So now we have E in the left hand and F sharp, A, B, C sharp, and E in the right. So from here, after that 7 to the 1, we're going to go 3, 4. So the bass is going to go from F sharp to G. So on the F sharp bass, I have C sharp and E in the left hand. Right hand, G, A sharp, C sharp, and E. This is on the F sharp bass. The 3. We're getting ready to do a 3 to the 4. So that the 3 is covered. Let's look at the 4. We're on G now, the G bass. And I have D and F sharp and A in the left hand. And B, D, and F sharp in the right. So that's the 3 to the 4. Now we're going to do the flat 6 to the 6. So, on the flat 6, which is B flat, I have D flat, E in the left hand, and G, B flat, D flat, and E. So, I'm naming the chord flats or sharps based upon the bass note. So, since it's the flat 6, and this is B flat, then I'll just call everything else flat. So, that's kind of why I'm switching around the sharps and flats, but it really doesn't matter. You can be technical if you want to, but you can call it sharps or flats. But that's the flat 6. You can play the C sharp in there or D flat right here if you want to in the left hand. Or you can leave it out. Just play E. Now we're going to the 6th tone, which is B. So on the B bass, I have D and F sharp in the left hand. Right hand, A, C sharp, and F sharp. That's on the B bass. So that's the 6. Now we're going to the 2. This is a very common chord progression in gospel music. Okay, so I have D and G sharp in the left hand. And then C sharp and F sharp. This is on the 2, which is the E bass. So this is from the 6, which is B, to the 2, which is E. And if you notice that, you know, these chords sound fat, but they don't really necessarily have a lot of notes. So when you think about fat chords, it's not about putting all your fingers or the most notes that you can fit into a chord. It's just a matter of the voices and different things. That's what's really good about this song, because it gives you an idea on how to voice, you know, different chords. So that's going from the 6 to the 5. 6 to the 5. Guess where we're going? I'm sorry, 6 to the 2. Woo! So wrong. 6 to the 2. All right. And then we go to the five. So that's a 6-2 to the five. So on the five, the bass note is A, which is the fifth tone. And in the left hand, I have D, F sharp, G, and A. Right hand, B, D, F sharp, and A. It's the A bass, the fifth tone. Now we're getting ready to do a B, which is the 6, to the 2, to the flat 7th. Okay? So, we're on the 5. Then we go 6, 2, and then to the flat 7. So, on the 6, I have D sharp and A in the left hand, and D, G, and B in the right. And that's on the B bass, which is the sixth tone. From here, we're going to the 2. I already showed you this chord. You're going to notice that a lot of these chords are going to come up time and time again. That's how music works most of the time. The progressions just repeat in different ways. So I have D, F sharp, G, and A in the left hand, and then B, D, F sharp, and A in the right. It's a chord that we just did a few minutes ago. That's on the E bass, which is the 2. So we went from the 6 to the 2, and now we're going to the flat 7th, which is C. So I have E and G in the left hand, and B flat, E flat, and G flat, or if you want to call it sharps, E and G. And I keep catching myself calling it flats because I'm just used to, you know, playing in the flat. So A sharp, D sharp, and F sharp in the right hand. So, and this is on the C bass. So that was a 5, and then 6, 2, flat 7. Okay? Now we're getting ready to do a 2, to the 5, to the 1, to the 4. Okay, so that's the 2, to the 5, to the 1, to the 4. So on the 2, play that same chord I keep showing you on the 2, that D, F sharp, G, and A in the left hand, and B, D, F sharp, and A in the right. That's on the 2. Now we're going to the 5. This is a nice altered chord. I have A in the... Well, actually, A is the bass note, so that's what the bass player would play. That's the 5. And then in the left hand, play G. Right hand, play A sharp, D sharp, F sharp, and A. So once again, that's A sharp, D sharp, F sharp, and A. That's on the A bass. So that's the 5. And now we're going to the 1. Which is D. So the D is in the bass, and then we play E and F sharp in the left hand, and then A, B, C sharp, and E in the right. That's on the 1. From here, we're going to that 4, which is G. So I have D and F sharp in the left hand, and A, B, D, and F sharp in the right. So far what we did with that progression, we did a 2, 5, 1, 4. After that, we're getting ready to do a 7, to the 3, to the six and stay on the six. Okay, so what that is the seven. So I have D sharp and E, F sharp, and G sharp in the left hand. So D sharp, E, F sharp, and G sharp in the left hand. And this is on the C sharp bass, which is the seven. In the right hand, I have B, D sharp, and F sharp. That's the seven. Now we're going to the three. On the three, what I have, which is the F sharp bass, is E, A, B flat, or A sharp, whatever you want to call it. A sharp, all right? And then D, F sharp, and A in the right. So left hand, E, A sharp, or B flat. And then the right hand, D, F sharp, and A. That's on the three. Now we're going to the six, and we have a couple chords on the six. Okay, so the first chord, and this is on the B bass, the sixth tone. I have E, G sharp, and A in the left hand. Right hand, C sharp, E, G sharp, and B. That's on the B bass. Then we stay on the B and switch the chord. So now I have D sharp and A in the left hand. And then D, G, and B in the right. Remember, this is the first verse. So after this, we're going to go back to the 2, 3, 4, flat 5. 5, 4 change. So that's that. So the biggest difference in this is that the first time that you play it, that we did in it, the same thing that we did in the intro. The second time we came down here, right? But the first time we played up here. This time, it's the same change. It's 2, 3, 4, flat 5, 4, 3. And then flat, wait. Hold on. 2, 3, 4, flat 5, 4, 3. And then flat 6, 6. And then flat 2. And then it repeats. But you come down here on the first one instead of playing it up here. So you come down here. The same thing, but how you voice the chord or how you finger the chord that you played on the three, you just do it with two hands like this. It's the same chord. We just played it like this. The difference is we're not playing the bass, so we're just playing it like this. Okay? Everything else is the same. Well, not technically. It's a little different, so let me go through it. So we're doing a 2, 3, 4, flat 5, 4. And on the two, I have E in the left hand and B, E, and G. You should already notice I'm gonna kind of breeze through this part because I already showed it. So that's the two to the three. So on the three, I have F sharp in the left hand and A, D, and F sharp in the right. That's on the three, the F sharp bass. Now we're on the four, which is G. And I have G in the left hand and B and E in the right. Now we're on the flat five, which is A flat. And I have F sharp in the left hand and then B and D in the right. That's on the flat five. From here to the four, which is G. So the G bass, and in the left hand we have E, right hand A and C sharp. Now we go to the three, which is F sharp. That's the bass. Left hand I have D, right hand E, A, and D. You can really finger it how you want. Now we're going to go to the B flat bass, which is the flat six. And what we're going to play is, you can play E and G in your left hand. And then B flat, D flat, E, and G. That's on the B flat bass. You can leave that E out if you want to. All depends on how deep you want the chord to sound. That's on the B flat, the flat six. From there, we're going to the sixth tone, which is B. So on the B bass, we have D sharp, F sharp, G sharp in the left hand, right hand. A sharp, D sharp, E sharp, and F sharp. So these couple chords, when you go here, that's the biggest difference in, you know, the intro in this. It's the same chord progression, but instead of doing this on the B, you change the voice into this. So then that's the B, right? Then it goes to the E flat bass. On the E flat bass, you can play, which is the flat two, you can play F sharp or G flat and A in the left hand. So G flat and A in the left hand, and then C, E flat, G flat and A in the right. After that, it's the same two to the three, to the four, to the flat five. But instead of going to the four, you go to the five. So that's the second time around. So the second time around is this. You play the same chord, but instead of playing on the four, you play it on the five. And then we go to the flat seventh again. Okay? And that's the end of the first verse. I have D and E in the left hand, and G, A, B, and D. This is on the C bass, the flat seventh. Okay? All right, so let's go run through the first verse really quick. Then we go to the second verse, which is almost the same. So this is the second verse. So far, exactly the same. Go to the walk. So when you get to this part, which is that walk, two, three, four, flat five, to the four, to the three, it repeats that about three times. So let's go through the first time and let's keep going. All right, so and it does it again. So the second time around, instead of resolving, it does the same exact thing that you did the first time, which is, and it's, does it again. And then on the third time, instead of going to the four, you go to the five. So two, three, four, flat five, five. The first two times are two, three, four, flat five, 4. And then it goes to the 3. Okay, so let's go back to that. So the first couple times is this. This is the third time. You go to the 5. Now from here, we're going to transition into the chorus. And it's like we're temporarily going to the key of F. And we go from the G to the A to the B flat to the C to the D flat to the E to the F to the G flat. Let me make sure, because this song has a grip of chords, a lot of changes. So we got the... Yeah, so basically it's going G, A, B flat, C, D, E, F sharp. And it seems like I'm leaving something out. I am. So it's G, A, B flat, B, C, D, E, F, F sharp. So when we get to the F sharp, that's when we kind of go back to the same key that we were in. So it's pretty much like temporarily going to the key of F major. So if you think about the F major scale, which is F is the 1, G is the 2, A is the 3, B flat is the 4, C is the 5, D is the 6, E is the 7th, and F is the 1. Caught myself about to call this D the 7th, but that's the scale. You should know this F major scale. The scales are very important. If you don't know your scales, you need to get up in that foundational section of the website and really cover the basics. Okay, so like I said, it's like temporarily going to the key of F major. And if you think about it that way, you can think about it, okay, scratch D for this very moment and say 2, 3, 4, flat 5, 5, 6, 7, 1. And then when you get to the F sharp, we're back at the 3 in the key of D major. Okay? Okay? So, let's start from the 2. Remember, we're temporarily in the key of F. So on the G, which is the 2 of F, we're on the 2. And we have D in the left hand, and F, A, B flat, and D in the right. And this is transitioning us into the chorus. So that's the 2. Then we go to the 3, which is A. And we have E in the left hand, and then G, C, and E in the right. Now we're going to the B flat. And I have F and G in the left hand. You can also play, you can play D too. You can play D, F, and G in the left hand. But I will play F and G. So play F and G in the left hand and A, C, D, and F. This is on the 4, which is B flat. So far, 2, 3, 4, flat 5. So we're on the flat 5, which is the B bass. Technically called C flat because we're flatting the C, which is the 5th tone. But we're going to call it B. So I have E flat in the left hand and A, D, and G in the right. Now we're going to the 5. On the 5, what I have is E, G, A, and B in the left hand. And then D, E, G, and B in the right. Here, we're going to the 6, which is D. So we're on the D bass, and in the left hand, I have F, A flat, and B in the left hand. Right hand, I have D, F, A flat, and B. That's on the D bass, the six. Now we're going to the E, which is the seventh. On that, I have the G, A, and B in the left hand. In the on the right hand, I have D, G, and B. That's the seventh tone. Now we're going to the one, which is F. So F is the bass note, right, left hand, F, A flat, and B, right hand, D, F, A flat, and B. This is the same chord that we played on the sixth, the D. After this chord basically transitions us back to the key of D major. Okay, so what we did was 2, 3, 4, flat 5, 5, 6, 7, 1. Now I'm on the F sharp, which is the 3. All right. And now we're in the chorus. So when we actually get to this F sharp bass, we're in the chorus. So this just transitions us. So now we're in the chorus and we're on the F sharp, which is the 3. So I have E, G sharp, A, and C sharp in the left hand. Right hand, E, G sharp, and B. That's on the F sharp bass. Then we go to the 6, which is B. And I have D sharp and A in the left hand. Right hand, D, G, and B. This is on the B bass. Then we go to the 2 with this chord that I've showed you over and over and over again. Alright, so we got D, F sharp, G, and A in the left hand, and the right hand B, D, F sharp, and A. That's on the 2. So pretty much we went from the 3 to the 6 to the 2. Now the bass is gonna go to the G, the 4. And this is gonna be like a passing chord that's gonna wrap us right back around to the same chord progression, which is the 3 to the 6 to the 2. 4, that's the passing chord that's gonna just take us back to the 3 to the 6 to the 2. 4, 3, okay? 6, 2. So the chord on that 4 is, got F and B in the left hand and E, G sharp and B. Remember, we're back in the key of D. Been here for a minute. So if you didn't know that, you're late. So I have G is the bass note. And I have F and B in the left hand and E, G sharp and B in the right. That's on the 4. So pretty much we went 3, 6, 2. And then 4, and then back to that 3, 6, 2. And then back to the 4, to the 3, to the 6, to the 2. Okay, so I can't remember exactly how many times it repeats that. Let me transition to it and find out. Still not helping. Okay, so on the last one, which I can't remember how many times it is, but you do that. 4 to the 3 to the 6. Now from here, we're gonna go to the bridge. So the bridge starts on the 2. Okay, so let me transition to it. I might be playing the timing wrong on this B chord, but the B, which is the sixth tone. Let me try something different. I think I'm playing it wrong. Let me see. I could be wrong. Let me see. It might be played like that. Really doesn't matter. You'll hear what it is, but the chord is right. Let's make this the last one. Now we're going to the bridge, and we go to the 2 to the 5 to the 1, and it gets weird right here. Goes left field. That's a lot. And we're probably going to end the lesson right there and pick up the rest in take 2. All right, so the bridge starts on the E, the 2 to the 5, and then to the 1. Right, let's start with that much. So on the 2, we just got a straight E major chord. So the E is the bass, which is the 2. And in the left hand, I have E and G sharp. Right hand, I have B, E, and G sharp. That's the 2. From here, we're going to the 5. Is A, and I have C sharp and G in the left hand, and then C sharp, F sharp, and A in the right. Now we're going to the 1. I have D, F sharp, and A in the left hand, and C, D, F sharp, and A in the right. Don't do that. So D, F sharp, and A in the left hand, and C, D, F sharp, and A in the right. So that's the 2 to the 5 to the 1. Now, how to explain this part? I don't even know what key this relates to, because it's just going down chromatically. It basically goes from the F to the E to the E flat to the D, to the C, to the F, to the G, to the B flat, to the B. So let's start with the F, which would be the flat 3. So I have, so on that F bass, which is the flat 3, I have F and E flat in the left hand, or F and D sharp, whatever you want to call it. Right hand, well, actually, the bass player is going to play the F, so you don't have to even make this stretch. I'm making it hard for you. So you can play D sharp and A in the left hand, and then D, G, and B in the right. This is on the F bass. Now we're going to the C, which is the 2. So on the 2, I have E, G, and C in the left hand. And then D, E, G, and C in the right. So on the E bass. Now we're going to the E flat bass. which is the flat two. And I have D flat and G in the left hand, and C, F, and A in the right. That's on the E flat. Now we're going to the one. So on the one, I have F sharp, A sharp in the left hand, and then C, F, and A sharp. So basically, the bass is D. So far, what we have is so from here, after that one, we're going to go to the four. So on the four, what we have is F in the left hand, and then A, B flat, D, and F. From here, we're going to go to the flat seventh, to the flat three, to the four. And the bass does a walk like this. But all you're doing is playing the chords on the C bass and the F bass and the G bass. But if you hear the record, it's going to go. But notice the notes. The only notes that you're going to play chords on is the C, the F, and the G. But the right hand is going to, you can play this melody. Okay. So on the C, what I have is E flat and G in the left hand, and then in the right, B flat and F. And basically, the bass is going to go from G to F. When it does that, you're actually going to play E flat and then play the next chord. So you play the chord on the C bass first, right? And when the bass moves to G, you're going to play the E flat melody. So you pretty much you're going to let go of the F and play E flat. Like that. Then we're going to be on the F right here. So it's like this. So on the F bass, we have E flat in the left hand and A and D. So it's almost like you're getting ready to do, it kind of tricks you, like you're getting ready to do a 2-5-1 in the key of B flat. Right? But instead of going to B flat, it goes to G. Why? I don't know. But it does that. So it goes here. So after you play this chord on the F, which is E flat in the left hand, and A and D in the right, the bass is going to switch to D. And when the bass switches to D, you play C. So you let go of the D and play C. So it's like this. And I will let go of the rest of the chord because it's clashing right now. But it might work. So it's like this. Okay? So now we're on the G, which is the four in the key of D. We found our way back to the key. So I got D in the left hand and F sharp, A, and B in the right. So now we're gonna go to the B flat, to the B. So now we just switched to the key of B. And how we did it, we used B flat as a passing chord to get there. So on the B flat bass, I have D flat and E in the left hand, and G, B flat, D flat and E in the right. That's on the B flat bass. Now we're going to the B. So it's weird, but it sounds good. So let's start from that. That's where we're at right now. So on this B bass, I have D sharp and F sharp in the left hand. And then B, C sharp, D sharp, and F sharp in the right. That's on the B bass. Now we're going to the A. And what I have on the A is C sharp and G in the left hand, and B, C sharp and F sharp. And this is on the A bass. And it's starting to get crazier and crazier, because now we're getting ready to do just some chromatic stuff too. So once you get to the A, that's everything else is gonna go chromatically to a certain point. So this is the A bass, and we have C sharp and G in the left hand, and B, C sharp and F sharp in the right. From here, we're going to the A flat or the G sharp. So on that bass note, the G sharp, we have E and G sharp in the left hand, and then B, E, and G sharp in the right. Now we're going to the G. On the G bass, I have F and A in the left hand. Right hand, I have B, C sharp, E, and A. That's on the G bass. Now we're going to the F sharp. And let me see how I will voice it. Let me see. Okay. I will voice it like this. Okay, so on the F sharp, I have E and A sharp. I just wanted to kind of feel my way through to see what's the best voicing. So I have E, A, and A sharp or B flat in the left hand. This is on the F sharp bass. So that's the left hand. E, A sharp or B flat, whatever you want to call it. Right hand, D, E, and A. Now we're going to the B. So pretty much when you get to that F sharp, we're kind of back in the key of G. I'm sorry, back in the key of D. I'm confused with all these chord changes, man. So that's the F sharp. And we're going to the B, which is the sixth tone. So that's pretty much going from the three to the six. Now we really know where we're at, all right? We did a lot to get here, but we made it. All right. E, A, and A sharp in the left hand, and D, E, and A in the right. That's on the three to the six. So on the sixth tone, which is B, I have F sharp and A in the left hand, and then C sharp, D, E, F sharp, and A in the right. Now we're going to do a 2-5, 2-5, and then we're going to go to the B, which is a 6. So a 2-5-6. So on a two, I showed you this chord numerous times. I got D, F sharp, G, and A in the left hand. And then B, D, F sharp, and A in the right. So that's the two. Then we go to the five. On the five, which is A in the bass, so what I have in the left hand is C sharp, G, and A sharp in the left hand. Right hand, I have D sharp and F sharp. Or actually, you know what? You can just play C sharp and G in the left hand if that's more comfortable for you. It all depends. You know, you don't necessarily have to follow my fingering. This is just something that I got accustomed to through time and just practicing without a sustain pedal. So what works for me might not necessarily work for you, but you know, you'll figure it out as you practice. And I suggest that you practice without a sustain pedal because it allows you to feel your way through and come up with the best solution for fingering. All right, so that's the left hand, C sharp and G. Right hand, A sharp, D sharp, and F sharp. That's on the five, which is the A bass. Then we go to the six. Remember, this is a two, five, six chord progression. So on the sixth tone, which is B, I have D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp in the left hand. Right hand, I have C sharp, D sharp, F sharp, and A sharp. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start from this bridge and pretty much play all the way through what we did. And then we're going to end this lesson here. And then if you're ready, you can pick it up with me in take two. So here we go from the bridge. So the bridge starts on the E. That's it for the bridge. All right, so we already covered a lot and we're just about at an hour. So to keep the lesson short, and this is why I knew I had to approach this lesson this way, because in order to get the best of, you know, all the chords and stuff, this pretty much had to be just one big lesson. And you know, doing take one with the left hand bass and right hand chords was really useless because it has a lot of nice voices in this song. All right, so I hope you enjoyed what you've learned so far. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up. Jonathan Powell is my username. AskJP@hearandplay.com is the email. Other than that, drop some comments and let me know what you think about this lesson. Other than that, when you're ready for take two, I'll be there waiting for you. All right, till next time, God bless. And remember, if you can hear it, you can play it.